live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
the accordion.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome. This is Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And my name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night with a new set of music, all different kinds of music tied together with a different theme each week. And tonight's theme is the accordion. I like to do these instrument-specific themes every now and then. I've done the pedal steel guitar. I've done the bass guitar. I did the auto harp a few weeks ago, and I've got a few more of these planned in the future, but I wanted to do a show specifically on the accordion. One of the most versatile, wide-ranging instruments shows up in all kinds of different music, and we're just going to hear a little sampling tonight. I couldn't possibly cover all of the angles here, so if you've got one very specific idea of what the accordion does or what it sounds like, hopefully this will expand that a little bit, but I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show and the mix of music, as I'm trying to do every week here. Let's get right into the music. We're going to hear something now from a release from 2014. This is a New York City band called Musette Explosion, featuring Will Holzhauser on accordion. And this is their version of a Django Reinhardt tune called Swing 39. And it's going to kick things off on episode 198 of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. Sleeping off borrowed time, the clock ticks faster. That'll be the hour they knock the slick blaster. Dick Dastardly and Muttley with sick laughter. A gunfight and they come to cut the mix master. ICE Cole, nice to be old. Y2G Steve twice to threefold. He sold scrolls, low and behold. Know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told. Keep your glory, gold and glitter. For half of his niggas to take him out the picture. The other half is rich and it don't mean shit to. Villain, a mixture between both with a twist of liquor. Chasing with more beer. Tasting like truth for dear. When he at the mic, it's like the place get like, oh yeah. It's like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like I capping. Is he still a fly guy clapping if nobody ain't hear it? And can they testify from in the spirit? And living the true gods, giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads. Got more lyrics than the church, got ooh lords. And he hold the mic in your attention like two swords. Either that, or either one with two blades on it. Hey you, don't touch the mic like it's AIDS on it. Yeah, it's like the end to the means. Fuck type of message that sends to the fiends. That's why he bring his own needles and get more cheese than Doritos, Cheetos or Fritos. Slip like Freudian, your first and last step to playing yourself like accordion.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was the first set of accordion-themed music. That's the topic tonight. We're going to hear songs featuring the accordion. We just heard a song about accordions. That's what's going on. So in the background, we've got A Rockin' Little Tune by Bill Haley and the Comets. I wasn't aware of the accordion in rock and roll history necessarily in the way that it is, but the original configuration of Bill Haley and the Comets featured an accordion, and some of their earliest tunes have it on the recording. So accordion is a very important instrument. That set We started off with Musette Explosion from here in New York. Great band. I've had the pleasure of seeing them live. And go grab that album. It's got a lot of variety on it, and it's a great sort of modern look at different styles. And yeah, go check that out. Will Holzhauser on accordion, Musette Explosion, and that was their version of the tune Swing 39. And then we heard an accordion sample used by Madlib and MF Doom from the Mad Villain Project. From the Mad Villainy album, that song is called Accordion. It's hard to find hip-hop songs with accordion samples. If you have any that I've missed tonight, please let me know, because I would love to find some more. But that one was Accordion by Madlib and MF Doom, and then we closed out that set with the classic song about accordions that was Squeezebox by The Who. And Squeezebox, of course, one of the various names for the accordion. I think the best one is the Windjammer, which was used way back in early blues and folk music in Louisiana, I think. Definitely Leadbelly used it. We'll hear something from him playing his Windjammer a little later, but yeah, Squeezebox is a classic, and you know, Squeezebox also applies to all the different kinds of accordions. There's a lot of different accordions out there. It's a versatile instrument. It's used in many different music cultures all around the world, and I think it's got an interesting history, because you know, it was first invented back in the in the 1820s, I think, in Germany, and it quickly, you know, spread throughout the rest of Europe and on all throughout the world, and really has integrated itself into traditional music from a lot of different countries. You can find it in most regions, folk music, which is really amazing, and I'll go through some of the different areas of that a little bit later, but I think another great thing about the accordion is, because it's more portable than a piano, it's sort of the more portable keyboard instrument for a lot of people. So because of that, it's sort of the more affordable alternative. And so it's really been, its history as like a working class instrument is really deep as well. And so a lot of cultures, it sort of, it's the people's instrument a little bit. So yeah, that's another reason I love the accordion. If you didn't already. And what else do I want to say? There's a lot of different variations, versions of the accordion. The one you might be most familiar with is the piano accordion, where you've got piano keys on one side and then buttons on the other, and those buttons can be bass notes and chords, depending on how many rows of buttons you've got. The sort of standard large size piano accordion has usually got 120 buttons on the left hand, two rows of bass notes, and then was it three rows of chords? Four rows of chords, I think that's right. And there are a bunch of others, though. There's button accordions, where it's buttons on both sides. There's no keyboard keys. It's just different arrays of buttons set up in different configurations. And there's also smaller variations of it, like the bandion and the concertina, which you might have seen. But all accordions work generally the same way. They produce sound by pushing the bellows in and out, pushes air through reeds that are inside of the box. And that's how you create the sound. So it's a relative of other instruments that push air through reeds, like the harmonica. It's sort of a cousin to the harmonica. It's, you know, the harmonium is related. The melodica would be related. All of that kind of stuff. And of course, the accordion, you know, took off because of its. It's frequently used as like a one person band instrument, because you can accompany yourself, melody on one hand, and then bass and chords on the other. So it's really. It's great for people with no friends, but it's also great for people with friends, because it's worked its way into a lot of ensemble stuff too. So we're going to hear a bunch of different varieties. I wanted to do the accordion as my theme this week because, you know, I'm always looking for a date to anchor these things to. And I saw that tomorrow would have been the birthday of the great Frankie Yankovic. And he is one of the most popular accordion players in the United States, certainly. Very well known. I think he was the first person to win a Grammy for the polka category, if I remember that correctly. So let's start off this next set with a little something from Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. And this one's called the Clarinet Polka. And it's going to kick off this next set. This is episode 198 of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
London girl. ma gueule, ouais, ici, dans les noms des cônes. Tu m'as gagné loin ici, tout le long des cônes. Tout le temps d'automne, il veut voir ma petite peau.
dans sa chambre, Joël et sa valise, en regard sur ses fringues, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélodie. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of accordion music, everyone's favorite theme. That started off with the legend and the guy whose birthday is tomorrow. That is the late, great Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with the clarinet polka. And that band was... especially interesting because they've got this like two accordion attack up front, and so they come up with some really interesting harmonies. But yeah, that was the polka legend Frankie Yankovic, no relation to Weird Al, just happened to have the same last name. And the story with Weird Al playing accordion is there was in the middle of the 20th century, for some period of time, 50s and 60s maybe, there was a thing where there were door-to-door accordion salesmen. This isn't the only story of this I've heard. This apparently was just an industry that was up and running and successful. And Weird Al always says that when the music instrument salesman came to the door, they offered his parents an accordion or a guitar, and they chose for him the accordion, and the rest was history. But it is interesting to think that there were door-to-door accordion salesmen, and again, it's because they were this sort of affordable and portable instrument that people took very seriously, and, you know, it was considered, I don't know, the the history of the accordion is interesting. There's a bunch of good books out there, but I'm trying to cover as much ground as I can here tonight. But yeah, door-to-door accordion salesmen. That's not a booming industry anymore, unfortunately. But what else did we hear in that set? We heard Frankie Yankovic, and then we heard The Pogues with London Girl. And the accordion player in that band is named James Fearnley, and that song was produced by Elvis Costello. And then we heard, what did we hear? We heard Clifton Chenier with Tout le temps son temps. He is a legend from Louisiana. He is considered the king of Zydeco and one of the most important accordion players in history. So, certainly in American history. That was Clifton Chenier. And then we heard Grace Jones with a very cool song called I've Seen That Face Before. If you see the video for that song or some of the imagery from like album covers, there's really great images of her holding an accordion, and it's very dramatic. And obviously Grace Jones was one of the most amazing sort of visual artists in addition to being a great recording artist. And it's really great imagery, but she does not play accordion on that song herself. Sorry to disappoint. But the accordion player on that song is named Jack Emblow. And it's a great song by Grace Jones. And then we close that set out with the Texas Tornadoes with In Heaven There Is No Beer, which is, Texas Tornadoes have been around for a long time. They feature the legendary Flaco Jimenez on accordion, Norteño and Tejano music tradition that he comes from. And I picked that one because it's great because it's, that song is a classic German drinking song of the 20th century. I thought it was older, but it was actually written in the 50s, which surprised me. But they mixed it up and added some Norteño and German polka and all that stuff together. So that's a modern polka classic, and they did a great job with In Heaven There Is No Beer. Before we get into this next set of accordion music, I want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a nonprofit, volunteer-run community radio station, and we really rely on the efforts of the hosts and the volunteers and the managers and you, the listener, to keep this place going. So if you like what you hear, if you can't get enough of that sweet, sweet accordion music, then go over to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, and you can find out about all the programming we have here, all the other shows that don't feature accordions as much, all of the talk shows, political shows, music shows of all different genres and varieties. And also you can click on that donate button and keep wind in the sails, keep this ship afloat, other nautical metaphors and references. These are tough times for all of us. I understand if you can't contribute, but if you can, the station is going through a lot right now, and we'd really appreciate your support, whether it's listening to the shows or chipping in a couple of bucks if you're able. So that's RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Sign up for the newsletter, all that fun stuff. We're going to hear a song now that comes off of, if I had to guess, probably the first album that I ever listened to that featured a lot of accordion on it. We're going to hear something from Paul Simon off the Graceland album, and this is a song that gives a shout-out to one of the musicians we've already heard tonight, so listen close for that. Here is That Was Your Mother by Paul Simon, and it's kicking things off on this next set of accordion music on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 198, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
A long time ago, yeah, before you was born, dude, when I was still single, life was great. I held this job as a traveling salesman that kept me moving from state to state. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering where a city boy could go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing the Zydeco. Thank you.
prayer book, sweet as an apple on Christmas Day. I said, good gracious, can this be my luck? If that's my prayer book, Lord, let us pray. Well, I'm standing on a corner by fire, state of Louisiana, wondering what a city boy could do to get her in a conversation, maybe drink a little red wine, dance to the music of Clifton Chenier, the king of the bayou. That was your mother, that was your father, before you was born, dude, when life was great. And you are the burden of my generation. I sure do love you, but let's get that straight. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette, across the street from the public, heading down to the Lone Star Cafe. Maybe get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier, dancing the night away.
Jesus. ask you now of me. Don't explain, baby, don't explain.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And the time has flown right by, as it often does. And I've got a ton more music to play for you, and I don't have time for it all. So that means, that can only mean one thing. I'm going to have to do an accordion part two, and that's just the thing that's going to happen. So if you like tonight's show, there's going to be another one a little while from now. But if I missed your favorite accordion featuring song, then there's still time to get it in for the next one. Send me your suggestions at shane@radiofreebrooklyn.org. And hopefully I can include your favorite accordion song in the next episode. In the background, you're hearing Stereo Love by Edward Maya and Vika Jigulina, which is that song that you hear and have no idea what it's called. There you go. And we just heard a nice long set of songs featuring the accordion. Started out with Paul Simon and That Was Your Mother off of the Graceland album. That featured the accordionist Rockin' Dopsy, who's a famous Zydeco accordion player. Then we heard just a quick little clip. I'm sorry I didn't have time to play more of it, but that was the jazz standard, the tune Cherokee by the George Shearing Quintet. George Shearing, very famous jazz piano player, and on that one, playing the accordion. And then we heard Leadbelly and his Windjammer, which is what they called the accordion at that time. And that song is called Laura, with him singing and playing accordion. And then we heard Nirvana off of the Unplugged album. That was Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam, a cover of a song by the Vaseline's. And their song was sort of a takeoff on a Christian song. And that featured normally the bass player of Nirvana, Chris Novoselic, on accordion. And then we closed that set out with The Band, with their version of Bob Dylan's When I Paint My Masterpiece, classic song featuring the legendary Garth Hudson on accordion there. And we've got just enough time for another song or two. I'm going to first remind you to go check out radiofreebrooklyn.org. And also, if you want to hear any of my previous episodes, they can all be found in the archive at everybodyplaysthefool.com. So go check those things out. You know, I've always loved the accordion, and I think that my love for accordions was probably the fault of this next band, who I've played a bunch recently, and it won't be any surprise to hear them on this show, but we're going to hear something from They Might Be Giants, and then we're going to hear another legendary Zydeco song after that. So when I was like 12 or 13 maybe, I asked for an accordion for Christmas. My mom and my uncle went and got one for me, which was very nice of them. Basically, I picked it up, and within the first night of getting it, I accomplished my goal, which was to learn how to play this next song on accordion. And honestly, I haven't progressed very much since then. But at least I knew what, you know, I had my eyes on the prize. And that is this next song. So we're going to hear a live version of a classic They Might Be Giants song. And this one features some really good accordion playing on this live version. John Linnell is a very talented accordion player. And I don't think he gets enough credit for his inventiveness on the accordion. But obviously he plays a lot of other things, a lot of other keyboards and saxophone and bass clarinet and lots of other stuff. But here's They Might Be Giants off of their live album from 1998. Then after that, we're going to hear some Buckwheat Zydeco to close things out. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn. And now here is They Might Be Giants.
Particle man, particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important, particle man. Is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows, particle man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man. We'll be right back. universe man, universe man. Size of the entire universe man. Usually kind of smaller man, universe man. He's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and a neon hand. And when they meet, it's a happy land. Excellent man, universe man. Person man, person man. Hit on the head with a frying pan. Lives his life in a garbage can. Person man. Is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? He came up with person man. Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man. Triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins. Triangle man.
Let's go. Pelo amor de Deus, on the job, papa. Já ouvi, já vou trabalhar.